I'm hoping for another seat. Gemara mentions that sometimes when a person starts to describe others by using certain adjectives or certain descriptions, it actually takes away, because there's so much to say that if you only say a certain amount, it's not appropriate, and you cut short and you always come up a little bit undershooting of what needs to be said. So I'm going to take that approach, and as a tremendous chus for us, and no matter what I say, Shmo Baruch Hashem, Rosh Hashiva, Rav Shechter, Halef Afanav, I don't need to add anything. And everyone should just enjoy the shir. We thank you so much, the Rebbe, for coming and sharing with us Torah, and the morning Seder, and the Makaro, the shir, the Shekoa Gadol. Thank you very much.
Anybody have a copy of Lamb of Kindness? I don't remember what it is. Okay, this Mesichta is going to cover many different types of Tashlum. So I'd like just to discuss the different categories of Tashlum. So first, the Marmakamis, there is a Gemara and Kiddushin, Yud Gimel on the base, where the Gemara distinguishes between the Milva Ksuva Batorah as opposed to Milva She'en Ksuva Batorah. So the first Taisa is there on Yud Gimel on the base, the Maschan Milva translates the words, they define what is the concept. Milva She'en Ksuva Batorah doesn't mean that it's not written in the Chumash. The Gemara says a halvor is a milva she'en ksuva batorah. It says in the Chumash, if you borrow money, you have to pay back. So it's also ksuva batorah. So Tesek says milva she'en ksuva batorah doesn't mean that it's not written in the Chumash. Means even if it wouldn't have been written, we would have known on our own that he has to pay, because he accepted his chayvus midas. Milva she'en ksuva batorah means that his chayvus midas. When you borrow money from someone, so you agree to pay back, you borrow $1,000, you agree to pay back. I buy an automobile, I agree to pay $20,000 for the automobile. So that's a hischayvus midas. A little haksuva batorah means a chiyuv mama that the Torah imposes upon you. So Tosafot gave an example, pinyan aden or karbanas. Torah says you have to bring a karban. Choyvel, mazik, that's a little haksuva batorah, a chiyuv mama that the Torah imposes. What is the possible difference halacha lemaaseh between the milva ksuva batorah as opposed to milva she'en ksuva batorah? So there, the second tais is there in kiddushin yud gimel amud bay, second tais from the top, quotes the psak of the Rabbeinu Hananel, who says the following. This is famous. The Rishonim and Ksubas quote in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam that there are two types of shiburim. There's a shibur haguf and a shibur nechosim. If I borrow money from somebody else, I have to pay back the money. That's called shibur haguf. And then, what if I die and you want to, so I'm not around, so you want to collect from the yorshim? Or I sold my real estate to other people and I'm broke, you can't collect from the loiva, you want to collect from the lukuchas. So the ability to collect from the Yisayimim or from the Lukuchas is not based on Shibur Aguf. The Yisayimim didn't borrow the money and the Lukuchas didn't borrow the money. That's based on Shibur Nechosim. Shibur Nechosim means that there's a lien in English. You call it a lien, L-E-A-N. There's a lien on the property. Shibur Nechosim means a kinya lachatzoin, the karkois of the loiva, knuim to the malva with respect to a gviya. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara where the shibud nechasim is the raisa de rabbanu. Where the shibud de raisa, shibud olam de raisa. Shibud aguf is also a machlokes in the Gemara, but the opinion that shibud aguf is only the rabbanon was totally rejected. There was one opinion in the Gemara that when a person borrows money, it's a priyas balchayv mitzvah. It's a religious act. It's a mitzvah from the Torah to pay back the money. What if the guy says, I'm not Orthodox, I don't believe in Torah and Hashemayim, so you can't make him pay? So the Gemara says, Bekoifim ala mitzvahs. But that opinion was totally, Shach points out, that opinion is totally rejected in the Gemara. We don't accept that. That Shibir Aguf is only the Rabbanan. That it's only Priyas Balchot Mitzvah. We assume that it's a real Shibir Aguf. Shibir Aguf in Paskin, the Gemara Paskin, the Bavli Paskin. Shibir Aguf for sure is there, right? And Shibir Nechasim is a big machlek. It's how do we Paskin Shibir Nechasim? So the Shach and Sima La Mites and Choshe Mishpat. Shach has a long Maroch and more Maroch. It quotes 10 Rishonim all that Shibura there, right? 10 Rishonim all Shibura Lab there, right? He says it's a Sveke Redina. Whether Shibura there, right? Lab there, right? So Taisus there in Kiddushim, Yud Gimel and Beis, the second Taisus, quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel who makes this compromise. It's based on the Gemaras. Makes the if it's a Mil Haksuv Batoira, if you're talking about Pidyon Aben, Choyvo, Mazik, this kind of a Chiyuv, then I say Shibura Deraisa. The Torah imposes a chiv to the maximum. A Shibir Aguf with a Shibir Nechosim. But it's a Mil V'sheinik Sova Batar, it's a his Chayvis Midas, like a Halvoa or the Meha Mekach, he bought something and he agreed to pay for it. So then it's only Shibir Aguf, Shibir Nechosim is only the Rabbah. That's the Hachroa of the Rabbeinu Chananel. So you see Halacha L'maisa, that there's a difference between Mil V'sheinik Sova Batar, Mil V'sheinik Sova Batar. The Meiri in Bava Kama, the final base, has a famous comment. The Gemara there says, the Pasuk says that there's a, if a person brings Esnan Zayna to the Beis Hamikdash, so it's a Pasuk of Korban. And the Gemara has the whole sugi of Esnan Zayna and Gemara Tmura, a lot of Gemaras there. So it's only a psul of Esnan Zayna if he was Mechuyev to give the Esnan, and he gave the Bitaris Tashlumen for the Znus, for the services rendered. But if he's Mizana with the girl and then he had such a good time, he gives her a Matana later, but he wasn't obligated to, that doesn't have the Psul of Esnan Zayin. So what if the fellow was Bo Alimo? So it's Kamla Bidirabmina, he's Chayv Misa for being Mizana with his own mother. So even if he agreed in advance, he committed himself to give her an Esnan, if she'll be Mizana with him, I ought to say, come Levi the Rabbinei, and he wasn't Mukhiyev to give the Esnan. Because whenever you chayv Misa, and the Chayv Mamen should take effect the Idna, the same time as the Chayv Misa, say, come Levi the Rabbinei. So even if he gives the Esnan, it shouldn't be possible because he wasn't Mukhiyev to. It's like a Matana the Alma. So the Gemara says, no, Esnan Asatara, Afila Bo Alima. What happened to the din of come Levi the Rabbinei? If a Bo'alima come Levi Rabbi say he wasn't Mukhiyev to give, it should be a Matana the Alma. Shouldn't be possible. So the Miri, Rashi and Taisa have one shot. The Miri has a different shot. He says, come Levi the Rabbine only applies if it's a Chiyuv moment that the Torah imposes. Whenever Biyidna, you have two Chiyuvim Chal simultaneously, Chiyuv Misa, and the Torah imposes a Chiyuv moment, so then the Torah doesn't impose a Chiyuv moment if it's the same time as a Chiyuv Misa. But if the person, a fellow smoking a cigar on Shabbos and he borrows $100,000 from the bank. So because he's smoking a cigar, but he borrows the money, he agrees to pay the money. He's smoking a cigar and he buys an automobile and he makes the kinyan on the automobile on Shabbos and the Yidna, at the same time he makes the kinyan, becomes obligated to pay the $20,000 for the automobile, he's chayv misa. But it's a his chayv is midas. So the Miri says, whenever you have his chayv is midas or schira spoilim, he hires the Zayna to do services for him, and he says he's going to pay her for payment of her services. So he promises to give her a behema. So is he mechuyev to give it? So he says, Schiras Poilin and Halvoe and Demei HaMekach, these kind of things. That's his Chavis Midas. So that's not subject to Kam Levi Derabine. Why not? Hasvarna Senes like that. Common sense should dictate like that. The Pashta says it's also a Svara like that. Pashta also is based on the Pasuk. What is the Mokker? How do we know that they don't come Levi the Rabbani? So those who learn Ksubas in the third parak in Ksubas, and Eilu Naris, the Gemara goes Dafim after Dafim. A lot of discussion of come Levi the Rabbani. So one of the sources of the din of come Levi the Rabbani is the Pasuk in Chumash Devarim that it says, Va'onshu Osik Kadei Rishosai. So the Maran says, "Bishemrin shachas atemechayvo, the atemechayvo mishum shtei rishios." You only give them one of the two punishments. You give them the mochamadigah punishment. You don't give them both punishments. So you can only call it a risha if it's a chiyuv mamon that the Torah imposes. A guy borrows money; that's not called, and he has to pay back the money, or he promises to pay the worker. Here he's going to pay the prostitute for the services rendered. That's his chavis midas. That's it's an avera that he has to do with a prostitute. But it's not an avera that he promises to pay money for the services rendered. A guy, automobile mechanic fixes my automobile, I have to pay back the money. That's not a risha. A risha means a chiv mama that the Torah imposes. So that's the Niri has such a distinction. Then the Gemara, the first daf in Sanhedrin, discusses we're so used to. We have one image of what had a darshan psukim. So a lot of times, if we look at the Balaturim on Chumash, and he says how many times a certain word appears. So that sounds like a Balaturim drasha. So the Gemara has a lot of dinim based on the fact that a word appears many times. How did the Chachamim establish that there are 39 malachas? So one Tanya is of the opinion that you look in the Chumash in the beginning to the end, the word malacha, malachta, malachas appears 39 times. Vaychulah has a few times the word malacha, and then Shabbos appears a few times in Chumash, and from the beginning of the Chumash to the end, the word malacha, malachta appears 39 times. It's not true, it appears more than 39 times. So the different opinions in the Rishonim, which psukim are we not? Are we discounting? But that's what the Gemara says, the word malacha appears 39 times. So here, in Parshas Mishpatim, when it says that two people have a din Torah, so it says, "V'nikra balabais elu elohim loshem chol elokim loshem kodesh," refers to Ribbono shel Olam. Sometimes elohim loshem chol refers to avodah zarah, elohim acherim. Sometimes elohim loshem chol refers to a shofet, a dayan. So the word elohim loshem chol, referring to a dayan, appears three times in Parshas Mishpatim. Ashi ashin elohim. I forgot the third pasuk. Three times the word Elohim appears. So the Gemara understands the word Elohim means a dayan who has smicha. And you add up the word Elohim appears three times, you add it up, it shows that you need three dayanim smuchim to be dared din Torah. But the case in the Chumash, all the three cases where it says the word Elohim, Lashon Chol, are talking about cases of Gzeilus v'Chabolas. Gzeilus v'Chabolas means a chiv mama that the Torah imposes. Because he was a ganav, because he stole, he pays kefil, and so on, he has to swear. So the Torah is imposing a chiyav mamon. It never says it explicitly with respect to his chavis midas. Let's say I bought the merchandise, and there's a question whether it's a mekach tois or not. Or I bought merchandise, and a question whether I paid. We don't remember whether I paid or didn't pay. You have a din Torah. So if you have a din Torah about hoidos mahalgoas, the Gemara divides Dini Mominus, Dini Torah, Dini Mominus into two categories. One category is called Zelus Machavolus, one category is called Hodos Machavolus. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, not everybody agreed with him, Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's what the two concepts are. Hodos Machavolus means Milvash Enixiv about Torah, means his Chavis Midas, Din Torah about Mechira, how much he has to pay, whether it's a Mekar Toys or not, or Din Torah about a Halvoah. And Gzeilus Machabolus means a din Torah about a mammon, a chiyuv milvah haksuvah b'Torah, chiyuv mammon that the Torah imposes. So the Rambam paskins that min haTorah you only need shloshes smuchim by milvah haksuvah b'Torah, by a chiyuv mammon that the Torah imposes. Chiyuv mammon that the person accepts upon himself min haTorah chad nami kosher. A yochid can paskin, you don't need a bezn of shlosh. We find other differences also between Gzeilus Machabolus and Hodos Machabolus. Let's say the opening Mishnah in the Masechta says Arba Avos Nezikin, and they all pay Meita. So the Gemara says, how do you know they all pay Meita? Meita only says by Shem Beregel. It doesn't say by Bor and Eish and Odom. It doesn't say by the others. Then the Gemara has later a Brisa has a tradition that they're Yud Gimel Avos Nezikin, another Brisa that they're Chof Dalet Avos Nezikin. And they all pay Meita. The Gemara says they all pay Meita. So the Gemara says, how did the Chachamim establish this? That everybody pays Meita. So the Gemara says there's a Heyamid Aleph. The Gemara says there's an octopus of Zerah Shabbat. Tachas Nesina Yishalem Kesef. I don't remember anywhere else in the Gemara. Such a Gzeirah Shavah that goes like an octopus all over the place. All the 24 hours in the Zikin, they all pay Meitav. The Gemara says the Mishnah lists off Arba Avos Nezikin. Why does it say Arba? Because the one who edited the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Nas, edited the Mishnah. He knew that there was another tradition that there were Yudgim of Avos Nezikin, and his listing is only going to list, he has a reason, he's only listing four. The one that says 13, why does he mention 13? Because he knew there was another tradition that there were 24 Avos Nezikin. So he has a reason, he's only listing these. Why does the one that says 24? Are there more than 24? What is he leaving out? Why did he mention number 24? So the Gemara says he left out Moser Umlefagra. That's what the Gemara says. He left out Moser. What do you mean he left out Moser Umlefagra? That's on Ham et al. He left it out that you don't pay Meitav? He just left it out because it doesn't belong in his listing. So the same Gemara appears. Where does this appear? Same Gemara appears in Krisis. It says in Masar Shashas that based on the base. So in Krisis, that's Machlek, it's Rashi and Tesis. How do you translate the words of the Gemara? The Mute Mosa Mefagel. So Rashi says, Mosa Mefagel don't pay Meitav. They're hyped to pay, but they don't pay Meitav. Meitav is only the 24. And Tesis there in Krisis disagrees with Rashi. Not true. Mosa Mefagel also pay Meitav. Well, just gives a reason why. There's a reason why the Tan and the Mishnah only lists 4, doesn't list 13. One says 13 didn't list all 24. One lists 24. He's not including Moshe Mefagel, but the din is the same. So you have this fantastic Zereshavah that everybody pays Meitav. All of a sudden, it comes to Halvoah. So there's a Machlekes in the Gemara in Gittin, in Perakan Zokin, when the Malva comes to collect from the Loiva, and the Loiva has Zidus, Beinanis, and Ziburis, what does he collect from? So Halach Lamaise collects from Beinanis. A Loiva has to pay from Beinanis. He doesn't have to give, he can't stick the Malva with Ziburis, if he has Beinanis. He's not Mechayev to give the best. Not Mechayev to give Zidus. The Gemara has a Machlekes. The Babli assumes that Beinanis is only the Rabbanan. If you look in the Yerushalmi, there is one opinion in the Yerushalmi that Beinanis is matter. That's a very obscure opinion. Yefeinayim talks about it in the back of the Gemara. Yefeinayim always talks about Yerushalmis. He always gives you all the parallels in the Yerushalmi. So the Babli doesn't have such an opinion. That Beinanis is matter by Alboa. The Babli has two opinions. Whether matter, it's really Edis, because the whole Zereshavah, Tachas and Sidi Shalom Kes, everything is included. Halva is also included. And we don't pass like that. One opinion in the Gemara was that the Natura Halva pays Meitav, and it's been the Rabban that we knocked it down to Beinanis. And the accepted opinion is the reverse, that the Halva and Natura is Iburis, and the Chacham elevated it to become Beinanis. So the Minchas Chinuch asked the question, you have such a big Zereshavah over here, Tachas and Sidi Shalom Kes, if they couldn't find a Pasuk, one of the four words, they couldn't find one of the four words in the context of a halvoah, that the halvoah should also pay meitav. Why should it be different from the others? So he says, no, the only time in Minchas Chinuch said, the only time you pay meitav, if it's a milvah ksula b'torah, when the Torah imposes the chiyuv, Torah imposes to the maximum, like Rabbi Nachmanon distinguished, that shibura deraisa by milvah ksula b'torah, even shibura chosim. And the Shenik Silvatari, Shibura love their Isa. So that's what the Menchas Chinuch explains. When a Torah you pay Meitav, only in Chiyuvim that the Torah imposes. The Torah imposes the Chiyuv to the maximum. You gotta pay Meitav. But if it's a Lilba Shenik Silvatari, his Chavis Midas, like the Me'am Nekar, he bought something, or Halvoa, so there you say, Menatari, you can get away with Ziburis. It's interesting because when you look in the Brisa, here, 10 lines from the top and dalon on the base. You have two dots. And it starts after the Nukudatayim. So it says, Tani Rabashia, Yud Gimel Avos Nezikin. Four of the Yud Gimel Avos Nezikin, Hashem Mechinim, Hashem Nezisachar HaSecher. When you have Hashem Mechinim, it's Chai Bamshir. You have Hashem is Chai Bionzen. And Hashem Mechinim, it's Chai Bignei Vaved. Is that a Hischaibus Midas? The person accepts upon himself to become a Shomer. And implicit is, Shamachinim, it's an umdina that is accepting to be chayv and pshia. It's umdina that Shamasach is accepting upon himself to be chayv and gnei v'abeida. And it's an umdina that is accepting upon himself to be chayv d'shoyel, is accepting upon himself to be chayv in onsin. If that's the pshat, that it says chayv is midas, So why does it pay meita? According to the Minchas Chinuch, whenever it says chavis midas, it should be ziburis. Maybe the rabbanon should elevate it to beinis, but how did it become midas all of a sudden? The Pashto says a Mishnah in Bava Metzia and Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph. I think the Mishnah says the Maslu Shem Achinam. This is a very famous Mishnah. It's not a big bikkias that I know that Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Bava Metzia that says Maslu Shem Achinam liyaspatam and Ashvur. When he agrees to function as a Shem Achinam from the very outset, he says, I'll agree to be a Shem Achinam, but in case I'll be a Din Torah, I don't want to have to swear. Orthodox Jews avoid swearing even Aloemis. That's an old minig. The Chassam Sefer has a whole discussion in a Jew. Where does that minig come from? But that was in a very old minig from the days of the Midrash. That Orthodox Jews avoid swearing even Aloemis, and they'd rather pay money rather than swear and become potter from paying the money. So the Mishnah has that din. If the Shem Achinam says from the very outside, I'll agree to be a Shem Achinam, but I don't want to have to swear. Or the fellow says, I'll agree to be a Shem Asach, but I don't want to be chayv in Gnei Vavein. I'll just be chayv in Mashiach. Or the Shul says, I'll agree to be a Shul, I don't want to be chayv in Yonzen. I only want to be chayv in Mashiach and Gnei Vavein. Only chayv in Mashiach, whatever. So you can make whatever tonight you want. So the Gemara says, there is a machlekes Ramei Rabbi Yudah. This is in Masna Masha Kasabat Torah tonight, Botel and Maisekai. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael. Chalitza is an institution. If a man is married and he dies and he has no children, so his wife needs chalitza. It's a tragedy. The couple is married, they had no children. And when you finish doing a chalitza, there's a special tefillah. You say, Yivatzmo Fanecha, we shouldn't have any more chalitzas, because it's a tragedy. Unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, they have chalitzas all the time. Young boys in the army, they're killed before they had a chance to have any children. In America, we have chalitza is very rare. A couple was married, they had no children. Why shouldn't they have had children? Their husband dies. It's very rare, but in Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, it's very common. So let's say a couple gets married, and under the chuppah, he knows he's going to the army. He knows he may get killed. So he says, Hareya mekudeshesli ala tanai, that if I die leaving no children, you shouldn't need any chalitza. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, that's an example of the din, that Masna Amal Shekos Matar tonight bought them a Sikaim. The Kedushin is Chal, that said Hare Emu Kodeshesli, and tonight is not valid. And if he will be killed in the army, leaving no children, his wife will need chalitza. So what if a person makes Masna Amal Shekos Matar B'dabashim B'mama? There it's called B'dabashim B'yisr. He says, Hareb Kodeshesli, on the condition that if I die leaving no children, you shouldn't need any chalitza. That's in the area of Lisa Veheter. So he can't make such a tonight. What if he makes a tonight moment? Let's say, Hareb Kodeshesli, on the condition, normally, a husband is b'chayv to support his wife. That's to give sheikh sus v'yayna. So let's say he says, Hareb Kodeshesli, on the condition that I'm not obligated to support you. That's called Masamach, Kasmatar, B'dobisha B'moment. So that's a machleg zarmeir abudim. The Rebbe says, Tenoi Kayim, Ramei holds Tenoi Bottom. So here is a question. Usually, Stam Mishnah Ramei, and Ramei holds Masa Mashkas and Batara, Tenoi Bottom, even in Dovish of the moment. So don't you have a Stam Mishnah that's unusual? Once in a while, you have a Stam Mishnah that's the liquor Ramei, but that's very unusual. So the Gemara asks this Mishnah that the Shomisocha has the right to make a tonight from the very outset. I don't want to be chayv to pay Gnei Vaveda. The Shul has the right to make a tonight from the very outset. I don't want to be chayv beyonset. Is that only Aliba the Rebutin? But according to Reb Meir, even Masamash Kasba Dabashim Maman tonight bought one, so you can't make such a tonight. So you have a Stam Mishnah and the look Reb Meir, unusual. So the Gemara says, no, they think it even goes according to Reb Meir. Even if you're like Reb Meir, that B'davisha B'mammon, also Masna Mashkas, but that is not a valid deny. But over there it's different because the Gemara's Lashon there, B'av Metzi, is Meikora, Loshibe Nafshe. From the very outset, when he agreed to function as a Shemesachar, as Shemachinim, Shemesachar, Shoyal, he made the condition from the very outset. He never obligated himself more than that. So the simple translation of the words in the Gemara would seem to be, it's not correct though. Simple translation would seem to be that the whole hischaivus of the shomer is a hischaivus midas. When he agrees to be a shomer, implicit is the umdana usually is If a fellow agrees to be a shemachinam, the umdin is he's only chayiv and b'shia and has to swear. The umdin is a shemasocher is normally agreeing to be chayiv and grave aved, and the shor is agreeing to be chayiv yons. But if he says from the very outset, I don't agree to be chayiv so much, mekor l'shem v'nafshei, they never accepted his chayiv midas. But if you say that the chayiv to pay is his chayiv midas, and the minchas chinuch says whenever it's his chayiv midas, the derech shavah doesn't apply. That's why Menat Torah by Halvah, he pays Ziburis. Because they didn't extend the derech shavah to include. They could have found a word by Halvah, Tachas, Sisir, and Shalom Kesel. They could have extended. They, in applying the derech shavah, they used their discretion and they decided not to apply the derech shavah to Halvah. So why does it apply to the Shem Mechinim and the Shon as Sachar Vasecher? So you see, according to the Menchas Chinuch, you see, a person can't become a shomer unless he agrees. The only shomer who's forced into it is shomer aveda. When you're walking in the street, you see an aveda. I don't want to bother. I have no time for this. The Torah says, "Lesuchel l'salmi." You're not allowed to ignore it. You know that it was lost by a Jew. It's a sachumdish or something. You know that it was lost by a Jew. Hatalas per tefillin. So you mechuyev if it's a roi vakum and it's a sweater, you have a right to assume that the nochi lost it. You're not mechuyev, so just walk away. You don't have to pick it up. But if it's a place, they know that the Aveda was lost by a Jew. You think it was lost by a Jew. So then you have to pick it up and you become a Shomer Aveda, whether you like it or not. Shomer Aveda is a machlek is later in Hakoinas, whether it's Shemachinim or Shemasochem. It's another discussion. So to become a Shomer, normally, except for the Shomer Aveda, you have to be the Kabbal Shmira. But then once you're a Kabbal Shmira, it's not that the Umdina is. Not that implicit is that the Shemachina probably meant only to the extent of Pshia, and the Shemasocha probably meant to the extent of Grei Vaveda, and the Shom meant to the extent of Oksen, and it may korla Shibin Napsha. If he tells you explicitly, I didn't mean that, then he's not Mechuyev. You see that's not the Pshat in the Gemara. You have to interpret Gemara differently. So there's a Taisin Sing Sukkot, but they give the other Pshat. The Pshat that I said is the simple Pshat is the incorrect Pshat. Because when the fact that the Gemara, the Brisa says, Tana Raboshia, that is the Dalit Shomrim who have to pay from Eitav. So according to the Rebbe Menachas Chinuch pointed out, you see that it's not a Hischaibis Migdas. It's a Milbak Silva Torah. The Rambam has another difference between the two. Interesting difference. He says, Kotten Shalova, a child before Bar Mitzvah borrows $100. So a Kotten is a lot Bar Das. So, Is he mechuyev to pay back the money? So the Rambam says the Chiddush, he thinks that he is mechuyev. The Torah doesn't impose, let's say the cotton makes a hezek, or the cotton steals something and he destroys it. So the cotton, the Mishnah is like the cheresh to a cotton to giyosam ra, em shechav levachem ptur, the perak achevel has like that. Cheresh to the cotton, a labene dasa, the Torah, the labene onshin. The Torah doesn't impose any chiyuvim on them. But if the cotton buys something and he says, he buys a candy and he says, I'm going to pay 15 cents for the candy. He's mechuyev to figure out how he's going to pay the money. He obligated himself. He's a lot badass, but he agreed to pay. If he's a little child, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's 5 years old, so he's probably not mechuyev. But if he's, let's say, 12 years old, before Bar Mitzvah, he understands what it means. So Kotten Shalova, the Rambam says, he's mechuyev to pay back. His chayvus midas even applies by a kotten. But a chiyuv that the Torah imposes, the Torah doesn't impose any chiyuv on a kotten or the lapar chiyuv.
Don't we see later on there's a Rashi that talks about mazik b'katnusa? Sorry, Shtar, Rashi sounds like
Yartai,
mazik
b'katnus. Yartai. Yeah, so many interpret b'katnusa means when he was young. Ravashi, the Gemara says Ravashi was sort of star built and said, Rashi, how can it be? Ravashi was an Amora, how can it be? So he says he burnt the star be Aldusa. So it could be Aldusa, doesn't necessarily mean before Bar Mitzvah. Could be Aldusa means when he was young, before he became Ravashi. It was a little while. And then he grew into his himself and he became Ravashi at a later date. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote that the Agos Hashvi, on the side, they quote Agos Hashvi on the side of the Rosh, that it means he was a cotton. But it's not necessarily the Pshat. One could learn that he was already a goat. The Pashto said there's another difference also. There's a person buys a candy, and the candy sells five for a penny. He said, I want to buy one candy. So he has to pay a fifth of a penny. How is he going to pay? We don't have any coins like that. Okay. But he agreed. He buys one kid and he agrees to pay for it. He has to figure out how he's going to pay. Or if you borrow money. In England, I remember, they used to have halfpennies. They still have, I don't know, halfpennies. It could be the halfpenny is more than a shavu pruta. A pruta does mean the smallest coin. The Gemara had a havamina, kiddushin, daf yud gimel, daf yud basis. The Gemara had a havamina that a pruta means the smallest coin in the monetary system of that country. Then the Gemara said that's not true. So you can have a coin that's less than a shavu pruta. So if you make a halvoya, or you make a, you buy merchandise, the meha mekach is pachas b'shavuot, you agree to pay, you have to pay. If it's a chiv mammon that the Torah imposes, then we have mishnayos. The Torah doesn't impose a chiv mammon that's less than the shavuot. So that's clear. There are different types of chiv mammon. Some of the chiv mammon the person accepts upon himself, and some of the chiv mammon the Torah imposes on the person. There's an observation. You have a suggestion. There's an interesting taisus on chesam adal. Kulam nichnasu tachas habayim. The Gemara talks about the mazik sold karka to a lekeach, and the nizik goes to the mazik. The mazik is broke. He went bankrupt. He doesn't have any assets to pay. So the nizik can go to the lekuches and collect. So Tosfos asks the kasha, but milva apeh is ain't a good min alakuch, it's only milva bishtar. So how does he have the right to collect from the lakuchas? But by halvoya, there's a milva apeh and a milva bishtar. But by the zikin, how is he going to collect from the lakuchas? So Tosfos works on the kasha. So in Hagos Hagroa, on the side of the page, he has a comment, he tells you to look. He tells you to look in the Namuki Yosef. Namuki Yosef said, what's so difficult? The mazik, I smashed your window, and then I gave you a shtar. This is the ascertain that I owe you $750 for bashing up your car. We went to the mechanic, and the mechanic said it's going to cost $750 to fix it. That's not how much you pay. You don't have to pay how much it's going to cost to fix it. You have to pay the differential. How much would the car sell for before I smash the window? How much would the car sell for after I smash the window? So the differential is what you pay. So let's say the fellow will write a star. Now up to 8, I'm assigned that I owe you $750 because I smashed your car. So what did Tosfos find was so problematic over here? Maybe the mazik wrote a shtar and he gave the shtar to the nizik. That's why the nizik has the ability to collect from the lekuchas. Why did Tosfos find it so problematic? How can the nizik collect from the lekuchas? Why did they give the answer that the Namuki Yosef says on the side of the rift? He wrote a shtar. So Asher Leysen suggested maybe the only time you have the right to authorize the writing of a shtar, we usually have a din, the pihem alon pik soba. The Gemara has a posek at Russia and Gittin the Afayin and Malalik. The Gemara has a din al pishnei edim al pishlesh edim yachm adab and mipiv alom piksol. Edim cannot sign a document on their own. It does not contradict the institution of shtar. There are psukim in Tanakh, there are psukim in Chumash, there is such a thing as a shtar. So the answer, all the Rishonim give the same answer. Tosfos and the Balamor and the Ram, everybody gives the same answer. If the shtar was authorized, the writing of the shtar was authorized by the Das HaMizchayim, then it has a din of the shtar. But if the Edom sign on the run, they weren't authorized by the Das HaMizchayim, then it has a din of the Olympic Sodom and it's not acceptable. So who's called the Das HaMizchayim? So the Loiva has to authorize the writing of the shtar. He says, this is. The Loiva tells the Edom, write the man a shtar, borrow $100,000. I write the Meicher a shtar. He sold me an automobile and I agreed to pay him $20,000. Right? I owe the Meicher $20,000 because I bought a shtar. So if it's a chiyuv mammon that the person accepts upon himself, then he's called the Das HaMizchayim. He can authorize the writing of a shtar. But by Mazik, maybe Tosfos disagrees with the Namuki Yosef. Maybe by Mazik, since it's a chiyuv mammon that the Torah imposes, he didn't accept the chiyuv mammon on his own. Maybe he's not considered the Das HaMizchayim that he should have the right to authorize the writing of a shtar. Otherwise, you don't understand. Why did Tosfos give such an easy answer? Why they had to break the head? Why the Nizik has a right to collect from the Lukuchas? So maybe that's the answer. Anyway, so there are two different categories of tashlum is going to come up. Different Gemara is going to discuss Milbaksubatar. We're going to discuss Milbaksubatar. We had quite a few differences in Allah between them. Then within the category of Milbaksubatar, then you have several different subcategories. So what are the subcategories? So one, the Gemara has in the very beginning, is Mammon and there's Knas. The Mishnah only lists off Abba Avis and Zikin. And the Brisa has Zonis and Mefatim, which is Shema Kefal Dalad Dehei. The Brisa is the Brisa on Dalad Amevei, because the Brisa is adding on that Tan Reb Chia. That's about 12 lines from the bottom of Dalad Amevei. Tan Reb Chia, he has a Brisa 24 hours in the Zikin, so he adds on Kefal Dalad Dehei, and it's in the Fatima, it's in Shemra, that's Knas. So Knas is one type of Bechiyav Tashlum, and Mammon is another type of Bechiyav Tashlum. How would you define Knas? How would you define Knas? So there is what's the difference, Halacha L'maaseh, between Mammon and Knas? Halacha L'maaseh, Moed B'Knas is Pata. Everybody knows the din. Moed B'Knas is Pata. Moed B'Mammon is Chayv, that's Chalah, that's Baal Din Kemeirim Dach. How did the Tanaim figure out that din? Moedah b'knas is potter. So the Gemara Ayin Hei Amud Aleph has a drasha from the pasuk. Hashi Hashin Elohim Mishaneh Shnayim L'Re'evu. Hashi Hashin Elohim. Elohim means Lashon Chol, means the Dayanim. When the Dayanim paskin that is Chayv Kefil, then he has to pay Kefil. What if a ganav admits on his own, I stole a lot, and the gneva, a gazlan doesn't pay kefal, only a ganav pays kefal. So the fellow admits, he comes to Bezni, he admits, he did a lot of gnevas, and he kept a record of how much he stole from everybody, and he says, I want to pay everything, I want to pay keren and kefal. So the Vilna Gaon quotes a Yerushalmi, and I find dalad on the base. The only going quotes a Yerushalmi that afilu bebaldat says in deshanayim, there is no midas chasidus to pay kefal on your own. Only if there's a gemar din. Why is that? So it would appear that kefal is an onish, and you're only a self-imposed onish is not called an onish. That's I know I killed someone, so I'm going to commit suicide because I know I deserve misa. I know that he ate ham. I know I deserve malchus. I'm going to beat myself up. So there is no such thing. A self-imposed punishment, a misa, a malchus, is not called an onish. A kefal, knas, is also an onish. And an onish, if you pay, odom hamazik pays. If you borrowed money, if you bought an automobile, you pay. That's not an onish. I'm responsible for the damage that you suffer. I'm responsible for the hepsid moment. You're out $20,000. I bought your car and you don't have it anymore, so I have to pay you the $20,000. That's not an onish. But knas is considered an onish. An onish, self-imposed onish, doesn't make any sense. So Bezdin can only impose the onish if it was nisbarah to the Bezdin that he did something wrong. And we have a din, ein adam neisa matzmei rasha. A person is not believed to say that he did something wrong. How do you know there's a din of ein adam neisa matzmei rasha? So the more darshan said from this pasuk, and I name it all, 15 lines from the top. Hashi hashin elohim prat kelem hashia es atzma. That's the same as saying, ein adam neisa matzmei rasha. You don't believe the person. There's a din ha'idos ba'din kemeinim dami. I admit that I owe you money, but if I admit that I did an avera, so the Bezdin does not believe what I said. I say I stole, and therefore I owe you keren and kefal. When I say I stole $1,000 from your bank, I stole that not from your pocket. So the Bezdin doesn't believe that I stole it. The Bezdin believes that I owe you $1,000. They don't have to believe the whole background. So in order to pay kefal, in order that Bezdin should impose an onish on the person, has to be asher hashen elohim. The Bezdin has to ascertain that he did an aver. Patam asher hasatzma. He's the whole source of information that we say, Eidon ames matzmi rosh. You don't believe that he did the aver. So therefore the Bezdin cannot impose the chiyuv to pay the knas. And if Bezdin doesn't impose it, self-imposed onish is not called an onish. That's the din of knas. Knas is an onish. And the Bezdin can only oppose the owner. And you don't pay knas unless there's a gemar din. The Bezdin can only make a gemar din if they have an independent dirur from two kosher eidim that he did this averus, and they would try to make a gemar din. We have a din. The Gemara had a habamina gemar, and Yevam is a gemar. Sanhedrin has a long brisa. Gemara had a habamina that the Bezdin should be permitted to administer Misa's Bezdin on Shabbos. The Gemara has a whole kavachomer that A is greater than B, and B is greater than C. He says A is greater than C. There are two kinds of kavachomers. That's a kavachomer yesh b'chalam l'saimona. If A is greater than B, B is greater than C, A is greater than C. That's a stronger kavachomer than some saying that Karen is chay b'shus harabim shem beregel is butter. So that shows that Karen is Muhammad and Hashem beregel. So Hashem beregel b'shus anizik pays nezik shalim. So Karen b'shus anizik should certainly pay nezik shalim. The Mishnah quotes later, Rav Tarfon holds like that. I was going to quote it in the beginning of the Sikhta. Tarfon holds that Karen b'chutz anizik pays nezik shalim based on the Kabbalah. He's saying that A is Muhammad and B. Karen is Macham and Hashem Beregel. How do you know? Because it's Chayvim Mishus Arabim. Hashem Beregel is Pata Mishus Arabim. It says, only Bibir Bisneyacha, only Mishus Anizi. So since the Dova Hakal, the Hashem Beregel, pays Nezim Shalom when it pays, so the Karen, Bechatz Anizi, should certainly pay Nezim Shalom. Rav Tarth made such a Kalachem. We don't accept this Kalachem. So that's a Kalachem of Medin Echad Lachaveiro. But here it Tosfos said this is a stronger Kabbalah. A is greater than B, B is greater than C, A is greater than C. That's a stronger Kabbalah. So the Gemara has such a Kabbalah that Misa's Bezdin is so important. It's Dech all the Akrabas Akrabas. Because the Pasuk says, if a person is a murderer, Mim is Bechiti Kachen Olamas. Let's say he's a Kohen, and he's the only Kohen in the world who's able to be Makar Karbanas. And now we're going to give him the death penalty. So we're not going to have karbanos until another kohen is going to become bar mitzvah. So we're going to have a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of years. No one's going to be makar any karbanos. And the din is that some of the karbanos tibur are derech Shabbos. A karban shezmana kavu is derech Shabbos. Minimum of suffering are derech Shabbos. So the Gemara says, you see that A is greater than B, B is greater than C. He says, Bezin is derech akrobos kol karbanos, including Tmidim and Masafim, and Tmidim and Masafim is greater than Shabbos, is Dechel Shabbos. A is greater than B, B is greater than C, A is greater than C. So Misa's Bezdin should be Dechel Shabbos. So the Gemara has a pasuk that says that it's not. So the Rambam counts that in the Minyan HaMitzvos, both in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam counts it as two lab, one lab not to be Mechal Shabbos, not to do Malocha B'Shabbos, and another lab, Shalom La'anish B'Shabbos. Not to administer Mrs. Bezdin on Shabbos. And Moged Avram and Hilcha Shabbos asked the Kash on the Rav. Why did he count that as a separate law? There was a Hava meaning you would have thought A is greater than B, B is greater than C, A is greater than C. You would have thought that Mrs. Bezdin is Doiche Shabbos. So Kamash will not apostate that it's not Doiche Shabbos. Once you know it's not Doiche Shabbos, so it's a Nisa, not to do Maloche. Why did the Raman count it as a separate law? That's the Moged Avram's Kash. So there's a famous explanation that's given by the Avnei Nezer and several of the Gedolei Achrayim. That's, I think, the accepted explanation. There used to be a big Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Mendel Kasha. He published a whole sefer, Harama v'Hamechilta de Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. There were a lot of dinim, and the Rambam more so than other Rishonim. Bases a lot of his pesukim on Yerushalmi, on the Drushim. We don't even have all the sources. There are a lot of things in the Rambam. The Rambam writes when it's an original Chiddush, he writes Yerushalmi. I think he only has 98 times he writes Yerushalmi, the original did. And everything else he's quoting. So we don't even know all the sources of the Rambam. So here the Rambam says that there's such, apparently there's a Mechilta that has like that. That even after you learn from the Pasuk that Mises Bezdin is not Derech HaShabbos, the truth is that it is Derech HaShabbos. The Kal V'Chaymer is correct. A is greater than B. B is greater than C. So he says Bezdin is Taka Derech HaShabbos. And if the Bezdin will administer Misa Bezdin, it won't be Chayv Misa. They're not called Mechal HaShabbos. But it's a seven. You're violating a separate law. It's not an Isa Malacha. Mitam Isa Malacha. It's Muta. It's a separate Isa. Shalom La'anish B'Shabbos. So that's why many Achrayim say, let's say Bezdin feels compelled to put somebody in Chayrim. Chayrim is the curse that the fellow should drop dead. And when a man dies, Mishan Beitz v'niduyo, when someone was put in Cherem, a niduyo, shamta, and he dies, we treat him like Haruge Bezna. And we tell the relatives not to sit shivik. You're not allowed to observe avelus when someone is put to death by the bezin. So a person who is cursed by the bezin, cherem is a curse that the Talmud should drop dead. The person is put in cherem and he dies, we tell the relatives they're not allowed to observe shivik. So many achrem say they think that you're not allowed to put a cherem, you're not allowed to put a person in cherem on Shabbos. You're not doing any malacha, you just curse them. You're not doing any malacha at all. But it still is an onish, it's a separate issue. Shalom la'anish b'shabbos. Rav Soloveitchik said he can even imagine that if the Bezdin will force someone to pay kefil dalvei on Shabbos, there's a din with the rabbanim, they're not allowed to pay a debt. Pirot achay bezaser. Let's say my glacier babysitter, I owe her $25 for babysitting, and she comes on Friday night, she wants the money. So am I allowed to tell her, here's a drawer, take $25 and shite? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to. Piruan Achayv is Aser on Shabbos. That's Exer with the Rabbi, Exer Shem Yichdom. You may write down, you may forget that the Shabbos, you may forget, write down that I already paid the money to the babysitter. So that's an Issa de Rabbon. So Rav Soloveitchik said, it could be that a Bezdin will force a person to pay Knas on Shabbos. Knas is an Onish. It could be that that would be an Issa de Raisin. Could be that not. Could be only Onish Aguf. Could be only Misa or Malkus or Cherem. Cherem is a curse that the fellow should drop dead. So maybe Onish Aguf, that's the love. That's the Rambam had two different love, not to do Malacha B'Shabbos, Shalom L'Hanish B'Shabbos. So it could be that the Rambam holds that it's a separate love, Shalom L'Hanish B'Shabbos. Maybe it only goes on Onish Aguf. Maybe it doesn't apply to Onish Malkus. So then she said he can even visualize that it should be. And he said, there is a, the Bezdin will force a person to pay the knas b'Shabbos, because that's also an onish. Maybe it even includes onish mammon. So that's the main difference between knas and mammon. Is might be knas is pata, because knas is an onish, and the only time bezdin can, and an onish can't be self-imposed, has to be the bezdin imposes the onish. Bezdin only has the right to impose the onish if they ascertain that he did an aveira. The pay Karen, the guy says, I stole $1,000 and I want to pay back the money. So we say, you know, the Metzpats in Russia, we don't believe that you stole the money. We just pagin and nibur. We don't believe that you stole it. We believe that you owe $1,000. So pay the $1,000. But he's going to say, I stole $1,000 and I want to pay Karen and Kefil. So in order to pay Kefil, the pasuk says, Ashi Ashim Alehim. We don't believe what he said that he did in Avera. And in order for the Bezdin to administer the Oynish of paying the Knas of Kefil, have to ascertain that he did the Avera. We don't accept that he said. We don't believe what he said. We don't believe what he said that he did in Avera. So that we understand the difference between Knas and Mammon. What's the definition of Knas? When is a Tashlum called Knas? So that's the Gemara later on Tezvah. Some of you have already discussed it. The Gemara has a Machlekes Tezvah and Meralach in the middle of the Amud. Machlekes Rav Papa and Rav Huna Ber Yeshua. But the Chatzi Nezik of Shuratam is Mammon a Knas. The accepted opinion is that it's Knas. That's the Gemara in Tezvah and the base for Ilchasa. Masha Ilchasa, Palga Niska Knas. That's around 20 lines from the top of Tezvah and the base. What's the issue? The Gemara said the definition of knas is when you pay yosem imashi hizik. You pay more, you pay kefil dala behay, or if you pay a fixed amount, you pay oinus amefata. Moitzishema pays always chamishim shekel, or Moitzishema pays meir shekel. Whether that corresponds, meir shekel, maybe it's too much or too little. Reuben, 99.99% of the time, the chamishim shekel kesa by Yonis and Mefata, or the meir shekel kesa by the Moitzi Shem is not going to correspond to the hepsid over here. It's a fixed amount. So whenever you have a schum katsu, you can't say that he's paying to make good the hepsid moment that the other person is suffering. It doesn't correspond to the hepsid moment. Yerushalmi has a suffering. What if, let's say, Shloshim Shalevet, the Shor HaMoed kills an Eviklani, so you have to pay Shloshim Shalevet. So Shloshim Shalevet, 99% of the time, 99.99% of the time, does not correspond to the value of the Eved. The Eved is worth much more. In rare cases, the Eved is worth much less. He's an old Rebbe, he's falling to pieces, and he's worth less than Shloshim Shalev. So the Yishalmi has a socket. What if the evidence is exactly what Shloshim Shalev? Would you say over there also that it's called a Knas? And maybe it'll be a mom. So Tyson in service writes a double portion. They didn't have that Yerushalmi. Tyson writes a double portion. Of course it's Knas. Whenever you have a Schum Katsu, it's always Knas. The Torah fixed it as a fixed amount. It was never intended to correspond to the Hefson. So whenever the amount that you pay corresponds to the Hefson Mammon, you're making good the amount of money that he's missing. You are responsible for him being out that amount of money. So that's called Mammon. But you're paying Yosem Yimashi Izik, then it's called Knas. So the Gemara has the Shadow, what about Chatzi Nezik? So we say, Stam Shuarma Becheska Shimer Kami. The Chatzi Nezik, Karen, the definition of Karen is Mishunim. And even though he's paying less than the amount of the Hezik, but it's Yosem Yimashi Hayatzor Achlias Bukhayev Dushan. Mikra Dinu should have not been Bukhayev to pay anything by the Palma Nisko. Because Tam Shuram Becheska Shimer Kami, because it's Mishunim. So the Chatzi Nezik that he's paying is more than he should have had to pay. So that's why it's also called Yosem Mimashi Izik. All right. So we have a definition of what Knas is. Yosem Mimashi Izik means it doesn't correspond to the Hefsid. I'm not paying to make good the Hefsid Mama that I caused. That's why if it's a Schum Katsuf, even if it happens that the evidence was Shloshim Shalev. But that's not what the Torah said you have to pay. It's not to make good the Hefsid. For Haraya, Ruben the Ruben, 99.99% of the time, is not going to correspond to the dollar. So that's a definition of Knas. We know that the Knas is Eidan HaMesimatz by Russia, and the Knas is an onesh. It can't be self-imposed. It has to be imposed by the Bezin. They have to have a Birur, not based on his or those building. But then, Taisus points out that there's a third subcategory of Milvah Silvatur. It's not Mammon, it's not Knas, it's called Kapara. So what is that? What's the difference between Kapara and the others? You take a look on them Gimla Medalov. There's a Taisa Dira Masa Malav Kleifer Leidon. So Taisa discusses, the Gemara raised the question, when a Shoah Mod kills an Odom, so the Baal HaShoah has to pay Kofar. The Gemara has a question, when a Kofar Kapara, a Kofar Mamayna, the different categories of Tashlumin. There's Mammon, there's Knas, and there's Kapara. So what Taisa wants to know, what's the difference between Kofar Kapara? That's how we pass. The Kleifer is Kapara. What's the difference? Whether you call it Kapara or you call it Mamayna? So Taisus says a few differences. So one difference is that Kufr Kapara, Mashar Amud killed in Adam, and the children, the Yorshim of the man who is dead, he said, you're not going to bring the father back from the dead by paying us $500,000. We don't want your money. We're multimillionaires. We don't need the $500,000 that you're going to give, or the $100,000, whatever they're going to make him pay. We don't need it. Can you be moichel l'chiyuv? So Taisa says, if kufr kapor, that's how we paskin, it doesn't lend itself to mechila. Where they get this idea from? So the Taisus, and there's a parallel Taisus in Ksubis, I think on Daf Chavtes on the base. But Taisus gives you the mocha. There's a Mishnah in Trumas. The din is that a non-kohen is not permitted to eat truma. If a zar eats truma, there's a punishment of misa b'dei shamayim. If he eats a b'meiz, what if the zar ochel truma b'shoigeg? There are a lot of averis where the punishment is kores. If the person did the aver b'meiz, but the punishment is kores. What if a person did the aver b'shoigeg? So the rule of this culture is done in Kores, should be also chatos. If by mistake you ate on Yom Kippur, you forgot, or you ate chametz b'pesach by mistake, or someone was machal Shabbos by mistake, he violates an avera which is dono is Kores, so shigigosai is chatos. So the Gemara says, similar to that is, what if dono is misa b'dei shamayim? If a zar would have eaten truma b'mezid, would have been chai misa b'dei shamayim. So if he eats the truma b'shogeg, he has to do something to gain kapara. So the pasuk says the chumash, he has to give ker mechaymish. So the Mishnah says, I'm not a kohen. I ate the kohen. Kohen had some cookies. I visited by him. I didn't realize the cookies were made from flour that was truma. I thought I can eat it. And then comes out that I ate truma b'shogeg. So I have to give the kohen keren chamish. The kohen says, I don't need you $4. I ate $4 worth of kohen. I don't need you $4. Keep it. The Mishnah says he has no right to be moichel. The Torah says, why not? Why can't you be moichel? Because since the paying of the chomesh is kapara, kapara is like a mitzvah. They know the lamokim. Like you have to make tefillin. You have to say kriyashma every day. You have to shake a lulav on sukkah, so you have to give kapor, you need a kapor. Is that if it is a chiyah ben adam machadera, the other person can be marchal. It's chiyah ben adam ha-mokim, so he's not a balabas to be marchal. That's how Tosfos interprets that Mishnah. Mishnah in Truma says that a zar shoch a truma b'shege, it's chayb to give kerem l'chaymesh, so the koyin, whose truma I ate, is not a balabas to be marchal on the chaymesh, so Tosfos says because it's kapor. The Rashi on the Mishnayos and Trumas quotes the Tosfos and he thinks that there is no such din. It doesn't exist. There is no such halacha. If you have to pay, you have to pay. The Torah says you have to pay money to somebody. The guy says I'm moichel, so it's mechilah ki iskabalti. It's considered as if I would have given him the money, he can give me back the money. So when he says I'm moichel, that's considered as if I made a piroin, I made a tashlum, and he gave it back to me. It's not that he moichel. So the Rashi thinks that Tosfos is wrong. Now what do you do with the Mishnah? Mishnah says the Feirish, that is Ashal Chachum V'Mishayge, the Kohen is not a Balabas to be Mocham on the Chaymesh. So the Rashi on Mishnah says, no, it's a different reason why. Because the din is, if you ate, I ate cookies that were Truma, I ate the Truma B'Shayge, I have to give them back the same kind of flour. You have to give the same, if I drank wine, that was Truma, I drank the wine, you have to give him back wine for the Chodesh. So the Rash says, the Mechila always works in Kol HaTorah Kula. If the Torah doesn't tell you a specific form, how you have to do the Tashlumin. So whenever the person is Meichel, it's considered as if I gave him the money, and he gave me back the money. That's how I owe you $1,000. And for some reason or another, you say, instead of I giving you the money, donate $1,000 to your favorite charity. When I give the money to the charity, the chob is parua. You can't tell me later, now I want you to pay me $1,000. No, you told me to give the money to charity, that's the piroi. However you'll be satisfied. Let's say, you say, you're in the middle of you're putting on a thousand film. So I have the thousand, I say, put it on the table and I'll take it later. I put the money on the table, and then before you finish putting on your thousand film, somebody steals the money. The din is the chob is paru already. You told me to put it on the table. I did what you told me to do. Whatever you set up as a form of piron, that's called the piron. But here the Torah says that piron has to be by giving wine, or by giving flour, or by giving whatever kind of food. He ate apples, he have to give back apples. So that's what the Rash says. Whatever the Torah gives you, a specific form of tashlum, you have to give davar roili es kodesh, the same type of thing that you ate b'shegeg, that type of mechil doesn't lend itself to mechil. So the Rash disagrees with this text, but the long tesis in Ksubas Chav Tesam Beis, tesis gives their shita, that, and that's what they say over here also, and Gimel Amar Aleph, my love kaifer. So tesis said, mechila doesn't work by kofer, because kofer kapor, and kapor is ben adam ha-mokem, and the other fellow is not a balabas. And Tosfos has another nafkamina. The Abba Gemara, in the beginning of Zvachim, the Gemara has a klal, ein kapor la mesim. Let's say a person was b'chal Shabbos b'shogeg. He has to bring a korban chatos to the Beis HaMikdash. He mafish the chatos and he drops dead. So what do you do with the chatos? The chatos shemesim by now, you can't be makriv it on the Mizbeach. Well, let's say the fellow is chayv and asham. There's six different ashamas. He did some kind of an avera or another, and he's chayv and asham. Asham zelos, asham ilos, asham shivcha harufa, whatever, some kind of an asham. And he's mafresh the asham, then he dies before the makriv. The Gemara said, you can't be makriv. Ain't kapor al amesim. The Gemara said, you can't be makriv a chatas. That person is mafresh an oilo or a shlomim, and he dies. So you makriv the oilo and a shlomim, even though nobody, it's not oilo for anybody. He's dead, and he's not yotzei any mitzvahs after he's dead. He can still be makrib the oil in the shlomo. But the chatas and the noshim is not bob and edim and the dovo. You can only bring it if someone's going to get a kapara. And ain't kapara la mesim. So that gemara, ain't kapara la mesim, only says in the gemara, benegir to chatas and noshim. So Tosfos extends it, benegir to kufr kapara. They says, my shah mod killed an odom, and I'm mechuyev to pay kofer. then I die. I never got to pay the koyfer. So it should be nishtab d'nechasai. After I die, the yorshim of the man who was killed by my sharamuad should be able to collect from my yorshim, from the karka, the tatal of the yasmin, not mishtab d'nechasai. He can't collect from the metatal of my yorshim. He should be able to collect the yorshim of the man who was killed by my sharamuad. He should be able to collect from the karka that I left for Yerushim. So Tosfos says you can't ein kapara la meisim. Since paying kofer kufa kapara ein kapara la meisim. So that's the question: where did Tosfos get this wild idea from? Ein kapara la meisim. The Gemara only has ein kapara la meisim that get to korbanos chatas and asham. Where did Tosfos get this idea that it should apply to paying money? Did he pay kofer kufa kapara? Or the chaimish by Zashachal Shumba Bishag is also kapara. So Taisa said, whatever is kapara, once the fellow who is mechuyib dies, it doesn't make sense to collect from the yorshim because ain't kapara lamei. Where'd they get that from? So the truth of the matter is, it's a beferishi gemara on kuf dalad on the base. The gemara there is commenting on the Mishnah. There's a din of Hashem Gzeilus. We said one of the six Hashemis is Hashem Gzeilus. So the Mishnah has, when do you bring Hashem Gzeilus? Hashem Gzeilus is like this. You come to me and you confront me, you say, I owe you $1,000, where's the money? I swear that I paid the money already. And then I admit that I swore falsely. So the din is I have to pay the $1,000. I always owe you the $1,000. I have to add on Chomish. Chomish, we would have thought any normal person would think Chomish means 20%. So the Torah Shabbat Pes says, no, it means 25%. How is 25% the Chomish? After I'll pay $1,250, the 250 is one-third of the full amount of 1,250. They call it Milabar, Milagab, whatever. It's a funny way of speaking, but that's the way the Chumash speaks. Whenever it says Chumash, it does mean 20%, it means 25%. So the Mishnah says, I'm the one who swore falsely, and I have to pay $1,250. So even if I die, the other fellow can collect from my yorshim. So the Gemara comments, that's a Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara on Kuf Dalet on the base comments on the Mishnah that you collect the Chomesh even after I die. And we know that Chomesh by Zashachal from the Bishoygeg is Kapara. So they thought maybe Chomesh over here is also Kapara. But the Mishnah says you can collect the Chomesh even after I die. So what he say, Al Mochemish Mamainahu. It's not kapora. The imayis, and if I die before I pay, still Mishalmi Le Yorshim, the Yorshim pay. Because if it would have been, the Chomesh would be kapora like it is by Zashach or Truma B'Shegeg, then it would say, Ein kapora la Mason. So Taisa Sam Mem Gimel, Taisa didn't invent it. They're assuming that everybody knows the Gemara Kuf Dalan on the base. You have to put all the Gemaras together. The Gemara has a few other nafkaminis here. And you look at that Tesis and Ksubis on Chof Tes on the base, they have around six Nafkaminas Levina between Kapora on the one hand, Chiyav Tashlum and Kapora. How many Chiyuich Tashlum do you have that are Kapora? The Kufr Kapora, that's one. Then Tesis claims that the Zashach of Shum of Bishaykh the Chomesh is Kapora. And then Igmar thought the Havamina, incorrect Havamina, that the Chomesh by Hashem Gzeilus, if I swore falsely that I don't owe you the money, and I admit that I swore falsely, I pay Karam Chomesh, Igmar thought a Havamina that the Chomesh is like the Chomesh by Zashach of Shum of Bishaykh is Kapora. They said, no, it's Mamaina. So you only have two cases, I call it Tarkula. Only two cases of Tashlumin that's called Kapora. The one is Zashach al Truma B'Shegeg, the Chomesh is Kapora, and Kofar Kapora. So the Gemara says in the Mems, Eid Echad is believed. Eid Echad comes and tells me, Eid Echad comes to the Bezin, and he says, Maisha Amod killed an Adam. Eid Echad is only Neman B'Yisuk, Eid Echad is not Neman Adidi Mamanis. The Gemara says, Eid Echad is believed to make me pay Kofar. I treat Kofar like Yisra the Hetta. Eid Echad is believed. That's a big chiddush. Shittim Kubetzit points it out. It's in the Mem. I forgot where it is. Somewhere over there. Mem Beis, Mem Gimel. Mem Aleph on the base. Don Shehem is Halpi Eid Echad. Eid Echad is believed to say that a person is believed to pay Kaifer, and you don't say you need two Eidim for Dinim Avos. Eid Echad is believed, and you say Mechila doesn't work, and then Kapor Lameisim, after he dies, he can't collect. Then Tosis there in Ksuba says another Nafkamina. Suffik Bamayna Lakuba. You have a Suffik, but you have to pay money. So you say, Amotim Acharei Levarai, the one who's Mukhsar doesn't have to pay. He keeps holding on to the money. But Suffik Kapari, you go to Chumra, because Suffik Deras Lukma, you have to pay money, be Suffik. Because it's considered like a mitzvah, Shabbat Adam Lamakim. It's not considered Bin Adam Lachavera. Tosis has more Nafkaminas. So these are the four different categories of Tashlumin. And when you'll be learning the Masechta, you should try to learn as much as possible. If you're learning the Masechta, you have to keep in mind not to confuse them. There's Kapora, and there's Knas, and there's Mamayna, and there's a Milva Sheira Ksuva Batorah. All these three are subcategories of Milva Ksuva Batorah, the Yuvimama that the Torah imposes. And the major Nafkamin is between all of them, and you have to ascertain in each case which are the four categories you're dealing with, and which are the details of halacha lamaisa. That's by way of introduction to the Masechta. Okay, talk. Careful listening. Yours?